It's Tuesday, June 27th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Supreme Court lifted a lower court injunction on President Trump's travel ban on 6 predominantly Muslim nations. The plan of the Supremes is to take up consideration of the ban in the fall. The Supreme Court also decided in favor of a Missouri church which was denied government subsidy for their playground. The court ruled that Trinity Lutheran Church may apply for, quote, generally available public grant programs, unquote, on an equal basis with other applicants. And Jack Phillips, the Denver Christian baker who refused to support a wedding based on unnatural relations, will have his day at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Worldview spoke with Kristen Wagoner, senior counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, who explained what happened to Jack 5 years ago.
He was requested to do a custom cake for a same-sex ceremony, and he told the couple that he was not able to do that. He'd sell them anything else in the store, but that his religious convictions prevented him from promoting same-sex ceremony.
Despite the fact that the homosexual couple easily obtained a wedding cake, almost immediately from a competitor who had no objection, they decided to sue Jack Phillips nonetheless in a case that has resulted in a 40% loss to his family business. The Christian baker was cited by Colorado's Civil Rights Commission on the basis of denying public accommodation to homosexuals. Wagner pointed to the double standard of the commission.
There was a similar case involving a cake baker who declined to bake a cake that had anti-same-sex messages on it. The commission in Colorado said that that was fine. It did not violate the law. So Colorado is picking and choosing what viewpoint on marriage it's going to punish and what viewpoint it's going to protect. And that's unconstitutional.
The Supreme Court will most likely rule next year on this case, pitting Christian liberties against homosexual license. In 1 Samuel 2:30, the Lord declares, "Those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." The Supreme Court also declared an Arkansas law to be unconstitutional, which had required a court order for lesbians to record their names on a child's birth certificate. Secular news outlets reported 200,000 participants at the Seattle Homosexual Pride March over the weekend. However, the festivities were interrupted by Black Lives Matter protests. Evidently, homosexuals of color felt they were not equally represented in the proceedings. The demonstrators actually stopped the parade for 30 minutes. Public support for homosexuality in America stands at an all-time high of 62%. Up 7% in just 2 years, and up 25% in 10 years, according to Pew Research. No other